This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 13th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20 to 23. It says there, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him." End of quote. During these horrific days of COVID-19, the Reuters reported this. Let me read this. "The New York City officials have hired contract laborers to bury the dead in its Potter's Field on Hart Island as the city's death rate from the coronavirus epidemic has reached grim new records in each of the last 3 days. There are about 24 bodies a day, 5 days a week buried on the island," said Jason Kirsten, a spokesman for the Department of Correction, which oversees the burials. "Before burial, the dead are wrapped in body bags and placed inside pine caskets. The deceased's name is scrawled in large letters on each casket, which helps should a body need to be disinterred later. They are buried in long, narrow trenches excavated by digging machines." End of quote. Beloved, all these happened when the world was silently commemorating and reflecting in their homes the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, to save people from their sins and consequent death. You see, people remembered the fear, absence of peace around them. They also remembered who finally conquered fear and hopelessness. The empty tomb there in the land of Israel, which is visited by millions of people, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's loudspeaker to the humans that all who die would be resurrected. You see, the first fruit is a sample. It's a glimpse. It is an example of the many fruits to come. The passage says Jesus Christ was the first fruit of those who have died. It continues to say death came through a man, referring to Adam. And the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. In Adam all die, and in Jesus Christ all will be made alive again. God in his eternal and divine plan demolished the hopelessness of man into full hope. Bible says those who received Jesus have full safety and security for their future. Even from the narrow trenches excavated by digging machines, one day they will be resurrected. Remember, Jesus was the first fruit. Bible affirms that all who are dead will be resurrected. John chapter 5 verses 28 to 29 says there are two groups of the resurrection. One group that will arise at the voice of the Lord for eternal life, and the second group for eternal condemnation and damnation. However, the bodily resurrection would be certain for all people. If nothing else, we understand from the Easter Sunday, this is what we must all know. The empty tomb and the resurrection of Christ guarantee the resurrection of all. The basic tenet is this: through one man, death entered into humanity. And through another man, Jesus, who was fully man and fully God, the resurrection happens to all people. Where you spend your eternity, in heaven with God or away from God in condemnation and destruction, hinges on the decision you make about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom God sent as a ransom for all of your sin. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 10, 27 to 28, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." End of quote. John also recorded in John chapter 3 verse 16 what Jesus said. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." End of quote. Bible also affirms in 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." End of quote. It means whoever accepts and believes in the Son of God, Jesus, has eternal life with God in heaven at the time of resurrection. Whoever does not accept and believe in the Son of God, Jesus, does not have eternal life. Beloved, the Easter Sunday first of all reminds us of the assurance of all people's future resurrection. Secondly, it reminds us of the assurance of justice and the victory of God over the devil and darkness. Devil, by gathering the mob against Jesus, thought that he won Friday night through the dawn of that Sunday. However, God changed the table. Justice prevailed and God came through victoriously. The angel announced about Jesus this: "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay." End of quote. The Easter assures justice and victory in the midst of darkness around us. We have many dark moments in our lives on this earth. We witness and encounter many injustices here now, don't we? Thirdly, Easter affirms the security, safety, and full hope of eternal life at the moment of your death. Only Jesus would give quietness, comfort, and full and unshakable hope, even in perilous days like today's. Bible says this: "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, God already granted us victory. The victory is available in the person of Lord Jesus Christ. Did you claim the victory of Easter as your personal victory as of yet? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know humanity's security and hope is found only in you. I agree the sting of death which we see all around us these days is sin. However, I praise and thank you, God. You gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus has the power to cleanse us from all our sins. Help us, Lord, to listen to what you say to us nowadays. I believe you speak loudly from heaven to find refuge in the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, before it gets late. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. I repent of my sins and turn to you for help. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you.